Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk 2, giving you the best of Open Talk 2 today. We're going to talk about my old 2017 memories. I'm going to stroll down memory lane and give you the best of Open Talk 2, some of my interviews, some of my upcoming artists right here in H-Town, got a few around the world, too, in an ATL. Going to drop a couple of their joints. You know, 2017 came and went. Had a lot of accomplishments, a lot of learn what to do and what not to do no more. You know, I grew this year, learned, started a record label, trying to help my young upcoming independent artists right here in Houston to shoot a reality show that will be on the forefront, hopefully, in 2019. So still filming that right now. Got some new music out there, hadn't released it. Getting ready to do a release debut party. So just a lot of things going on in the work. So just, you know what, if y'all want to discuss what you've been through and you want to talk about your accomplishments, things that you learned, what and what not to do, hit me up. We're live on the air, 347-215-6288, and we can just talk about it. But I'm going to stop yapping my mouth, and I'm going to give you a little bit of the best of Open Talk too. So don't go nowhere. You ain't girl sitting right here. I don't think I'll do.
You're tuning in to Open Talking.
Today on the show, I got a rapper, an actor turned celebrity chef. He has recorded songs such as there's so many, I don't know which one to start with, but the main one I love is Dangerous Minds. Today on the show, I'm rolling with my boy Coolio. What's up, Coolio? What's going on?
out. He's going to be on Black Jesus this week, so y'all definitely check him out. He's on tour. Y'all tweet him, support him in all his endeavors.
Yo, what's up? I pull you over the flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl Cindy on Open Talk too.
Today on the show, got a model, an actress, an artist. I'm rolling with my girl today, Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta. Rolling with Miss Carly Red. What's up, Miss Carly?
Well, one thing I want to know that you are very, very, very classy on this show, and I love that about you. I know
that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, tell me, how was it working with the cast? Is it kind of tense, or, you know, some people don't believe in the reality. They think it's scripted.
Yeah, it's all real. Actually, our drama behind the scenes, sometimes they don't get to catch all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's worse than what's on the screen.
Really?
It gets crazy.
Oh, Lord. Well, of course you're going to be back next season, right?
I can't talk about it.
Okay. Well, we hope so. I got my fingers crossed. Well, I want to know a little bit about, how did you get into the music industry? How did you get your inspiration with the music industry?
Well, what happened was, I've always been a reggae artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working with producers like the Commissioner Gordon, doing songs with like Sean Kingston and Beanie Man. And so I've always been in the reggae world because, you know, I'm from Trinidad.
Okay.
And, I have family in the reggae scene. So once I started doing that, and then there was not a way, because I live in the States and I don't live in Jamaica and the Caribbean world, there was not a way to market the reggae music. So I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to just jump into the R&B, and everybody was giving me advice, like, you could try to switch to both, and here I am, I just stuck with it.
Okay, so how long have you been doing music, since you were already doing reality work?
They told me all these companies,
never give up.
Oh, yes, I love it. That's the truth, though, Carly. You can't give up on your hopes and your dreams.
Never give up on your hopes and your dreams.
That's right.
People stay so miserable in their 9-to-5 jobs instead of, like, pursuing their dreams. You can do both. I did both, you know. I did 3, 4, 5, 6 jobs, 7 jobs. I don't care. But as long as, it's, you know, you're going to pursue your dreams, you never give up. Don't let nobody tell you no.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you again for taking the time to call the show, Miss Carly Red. And I
thank
totally appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carly Red, from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the artist, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Cindy, on NowHipHop.com.
It's Blue, and I want you to know that these are the birds.
Today on the show, I have a gentleman that has brought new heights to the rap game. You could call him the pioneer of rappers in the rap game. Open Talk 2 listeners, let's welcome to the show, Curtis Blow.
Hey.
Hey, Curtis, how are you?
Oh, mighty fine. I'm blessed. Thank you for
Thanks.
Having me on the show.
I am so honored. You just don't know. I am very honored.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay. Can you tell my listeners a little bit, how did you get started in the rap game back in the day?
Well, to make a long story short, I was in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
In Harlem, New York City, in the Bronx, just hanging out as a teenager. And my mom was actually a great dancer. She was very popular. She used to go out to the nightclubs in Harlem and, you know, like the Renaissance Ballroom and the Cotton Club and and the Savoy Manor and all those spots that you know, were big in the 50s and the 60s.
Okay.
And words of wisdom, I say education is the key to success. You need to study your craft, analyze it, do the research, find out about it, what you're getting into it, study the history of it,
mm-hmm.
and then find out somebody within that history that was successful, repeat the steps that they took in order to achieve success, repeat those steps, and then you too will have success.
Okay, that's good. You know, I go roller skating from time to time on Sunday nights, and do you not know, they still play your songs. And we cut up on the breaks.
All right.
That
well,
is still
you.
Out
thank you.
There.
I thank radio and all the DJs around the country for making that a classic and still keeping it.
They're keeping it alive. Hey, you're still
yeah.
out there. I'm telling you. I wish I hate to put you on the spot. I wish I could have you to just say a line or two from the breaks, but I know I can't do that to you. So, but
nah, what's up?
No, don't. Oh my God!
If you got what it takes, 'cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
Oh my God! That is it. That is it. Well, everybody, this is Curtis Blow. I got him on the show. That was a little rhyme right there. You check that out. I know it. Thank you for taking your time to interview with me.
No worries. It's all good.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Curtis Blow, representing that real hip-hop. It's my girl, Cindy, doing her thing all day, every day, 24/7, with hiphopnow.com. You heard?
Today on the show, I have a manager, an artist, and a producer, and his brand keeps on soaring. He truly has branded himself in the world of reality. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show love and hip-hop reality star and my boo, Peter Dunn. Hey, Peter, how you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in this morning on the show.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you reached out to me, and I thank you for the support. I don't have too much of that out there right now.
Oh, shoot. I don't know why now. Don't get me started on them people. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about what's going on with you. What's popping? What current events you got going on?
Oh, man, you know, currently I'm on this show, Love & Hip Hop. You know how that goes. You know, they bring in the drama. I signed up to Love & Hip Hop. And, thinking that it would expose some stuff that would be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Tara, who is my kid's mom, and asked if she wanted to do the show. And, you know, went to Amina, said she wanted to do the show, and they both wanted to do the show. So we did the show. I thought that it would help all parties involved, which it did. Amina's music is picking up.
Okay.
I really like getting a lot of stuff because, I mean, even though people hate her for the situation. Tara's an actor, she's getting seen. Maybe not in the light that we wanted to bring these things, this talent out. Not in the light that I wanted to, but I felt it was an opportunity for everybody to bring this, to get seen and heard. And, you know, unfortunately, it's through the wrong reasons, but, you know, hey.
Hmm. But, you know, like you say, Amina's music is taking off. And Tyra, I'm sure she'll get recognized because she acts real good on the show.
Okay.
Tyra, she acts real good on the show.
She's a Southern girl. She's from Mississippi. She don't take no shit. Hey, the only thing, this is the deal with the show, and this is not an excuse at all. This is the only explanation. The deal with the show is, you know, it's mostly women-driven, and the show to me is really being told from one angle. And they're not telling, like, you know, you have to know
right.
that all that glitters ain't gold. You have to know that, you know, me and Tara were not on the best of times.
Okay.
We were on, you know, she's from Mississippi. She's living in New York. We have two children, and she's by herself. That's not a situation that I would ever walk away from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my main reasons for even doing the show is to make sure my kids, you know, okay. I don't buy jewelry. I don't buy a whole bunch of fancy stuff. I save my money for my children, you know, so that way, when they graduate from high school, there's something waiting for them, you know, for college.
Right, that's a good dad.
But with that being said, Tara's from Mississippi, and she don't really have nobody in New York, so it's not easy to walk away from a situation like that. So although I'm sleeping on the couch and we have our arguments and our fights, I'm still there in support of her and my children. So I should have said, listen, I got married, I fell in love with somebody, and I married her, and I didn't do that, which is ridiculously crazy, so that's what people are killing me for, but I love Tara, and I always love Tara, and I'll support Tara for the rest. But I got my son, Corey Gunn.
Right. How is his music doing? How is he taking off?
Corey's great, man. Corey, you know, he got caught up with a gun in New York, and they don't play that, but he ended up getting probation. So that, lucky for him, he's on probation for that, but he's working on his album. He signed a Lil Wayne and Young Money.
Yeah.
I have a kid named Jabril Morey who's playing Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And Stevie Wonder in the Motown play on Broadway.
Okay. So he's doing good.
So his original music, and I have Amina Butterfly. We're working on her EP, which will be out, I think, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So those are the three artists I'm working with. That's what I have going on right now. And a few other things. I have a T-shirt line and something else going. And that's the problem with our people. We put all our eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
So all guys can be basketball stars, rappers, and actors. There's nothing wrong with being confident, but please, you know, come on, man. Nothing wrong with having a degree.
Right.
Just in case.
Yeah, I always say that. You got to have a plan B. You got to have a plan B.
Yeah, and I didn't have that, and that's why I push it so much. I still don't have it. I'm a felon, a high school dropout, and I was just fortunate enough. But that's a 1 in 10 million, you know, occurrence.
Okay.
So I hate to see it. You know, I see kids in the hood all the time, victims of, yo, I'm going to play basketball, and I'm going to do this, or I'm a rap. I got it. You know, like they don't have to do nothing else. And I'm just tired of it, man, you know, and I'm guilty of it, and I'm guilty of people looking at me saying, well, you did it. And, you know, like I said, I was lucky.
Right. All right, Mr. Peter Guns, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Anytime.
Oh, you just don't know.
Let's talk next Tuesday, the rerun of Love & Hip Hop. So, Tuesday after that.
All right, you made my day. All right, guys, Open Talk Soup listeners, this was my boo, Peter Guns, got him on the show, so I hope you enjoyed the interview. All right, again, that was some interviews that were sentimental to me, and I wanted to just highlight those. And I'll drop a couple of joints. But you know, I want to ask everybody, what in the hell has happened to Stone Cold Steve Austin? Y'all remember Stone Cold from the WWE? Where is his ass at? Why did Stone Cold let The Rock pass him up? Y'all hear? The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, said he was running for mayor, for president in 2020. So between him and Kanye, we're going to have some shit on our hands. All right, we're going to drop some jams. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. You hang with girl Cindy right here at Open Talk Soup.
Today on the show, I got a hot artist coming straight out of Waco, Texas. He making and producing his own music, y'all. Y'all better watch him. He coming for you. Let's welcome to the show, Des Player Made. What's up, Mr. Player Made?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on with you?
Yeah, man. Made the moves my way, man.
That's what I'm talking about. But tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Who are you? Who is Des Player Made?
Man, I'm just a cat out of East Waco, man. Started making music and stuff a long time ago with my friends. And just, you know, just all around hustling, you know, it's just not music. I incorporated a lot of stuff with athletes, models. I'm just a straight up businessman out of Waco, man. Just trying to make some moves.
Okay, you busy then.
Yeah.
Are you in the studio right now? Are you recording, doing anything?
Yeah, I'm on the studio right now. Actually, I'm working with my two personal artists, Trey Oak and Bugatti.
You know, I tell the young ones that's coming up, you got to have a passion for what you're doing. You just can't just do it just straight up for the coins, because it ain't always about the dollar. I mean, you know, if you got a message or something that you want to say, like through hip-hop, it's a form of expression. You can get it out there through your arts and your craft and your music. But another thing I also tell them, don't give up, you know. Yeah, because they look up to y'all, the ones that's already doing it. You know, you have an independent label. You make your own music. You write your own stuff. You already got stuff going on. You know, these young people, they look up to y'all to get their craft out there. So, you know, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Des Player Made, thank you for calling the show today.
Yeah.
Again, that was Mr. Des Player Made. Y'all definitely got to check him out. He got some new projects he's saying he's dropping in the summer, so we're going to support him on his music. Y'all hit him up on Instagram. Check him out on Facebook and Twitter. Hey, he'll hit you back. Today on the show, I'm rolling with two Cajun brothers, y'all. Check it out, ladies. Two Cajun brothers straight out of Louisiana. They coming for you. They got some new jams out. The jam I'm listening to right now is called Oh Yeah. I'm rolling with today. I'm rolling with Smoke and Harold James. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Nothing.
What's going on? Thanks for having us.
Huh?
So thanks for having us on.
I know. Thank you. I like this little jam. I'm like a... Be putting this on my ringtone.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, let me ask y'all, fellas, how did y'all get into the music industry? What was y'all's inspiration?
Well, basically, music has always been a part of our family.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of having family members that could sing or in the church or just enjoying music itself as children. So, you know, being that we had talent, that we were smart, you know, we said, hey, we love rap. You know, we always had the vision of being together as cousins and being a duo and saying, you know what, we into this music. And that's from my perspective, y'all. This is Harold Jones talking to y'all, one half of the James brothers. You know, so, you know, y'all going to hear different perspectives today, but that's from my perspective. That's what inspired us to do music and be serious with each other about our craft and our God-given gift.
Okay.
And then once we took that serious, we got serious about the business, because we was intrigued by how the business works. And that's how it came. I'm gonna pass it over to Smoke for y'all.
All right, Smoke, come on, Smoke, where you at?
Yeah, that's Smoke for the Jazz Brothers. I would say that my introduction to music was basically, you know, a feeling, you know what I mean? Like, coming up, everything wasn't, you know, you didn't always have happy feelings, but you always had happy feelings with different music that you listen to. So, you know, I could always find, you know, pleasure in music. So, you know, of course you want to stick with what makes you happy. So all that happens, I got all the music, you know, it, I really studied it and, you know, just got to see what I could do with the music and come to find out I was pretty damn good with it, if I must say. So me and my kinfolk, we always just be at it, you know what I'm saying, on whatever kind of music it was, you know, R&B, hip-hop, whatever.
Okay.
Music, it didn't matter, you know what I'm saying? We just had an ear for it, and, you know, it's just what it's, I would just say it just came from the heart.
Okay. What kind of music did y'all listen to growing up?
I don't act up. Brown Paper
Bag. Wow. I listen to Patrice Rushen. I listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire. I listen to, everything. I mean, I never discriminated on music,
okay,
you know, like I say, it just had to have some kind of feeling.
Okay.
It had to have something real about it, so whether it was, you know, pop R&B, or, you know, I listened to Rick James, you know, I listened to everything, so.
Okay.
Hey, you know, it was
all types of genres. We listened to all types of genres, you know, growing up, you know, because our parents, our uncles, and our aunts, you know, I can remember, like Smoke said, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Isley Brothers, hearing these different things. And these are songs and albums that have been passed on through generations. So, you know, the music that we came up listening to and that we still listen to, a lot of it was timeless, you know, in terms of what our parents and our aunts and uncles was introducing to us.
I don't care how y'all blurt it out or whatever, so I'm going to call about six artists. Tupac.
Do we say our name?
I had one on the tip of my tongue, for real.
Come on now, baby.
Gotta throw out Kanye.
No.
Definitely. Waka Flocka.
Oh.
I'm gonna go old school. Curtis Blow. Oh, and my last one, I'm gonna go with my NWA.
Oh, wow. Inspirational.
Okay. I like that. All right. Y'all want to say anything else?
Good artist brought up. Yeah, that was good artist. That was real good artist she brought up on the right one.
All right, fellas. I'm going to definitely drop y'all song. Oh, yeah. So, again, thank y'all for taking the time to interview with me today.
Oh, not a problem. We appreciate the support.
All right. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my James Brothers. That was Smoke and Harold James. Hey, they got a lot of projects going on. You heard he has books out. They're getting ready to be released in a couple of months, 6 months or so. And we're going to listen to The Jam, Oh Yeah. And definitely they got another joint coming out, Cock and Shoot. So let's support them. Y'all tweet them. Let's Facebook them. Hey, watch out for them. Y'all, they're coming for you.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Romano. I'm chilling with my girl, Cindy, with an open top, too. Take night.
All right.
Money, I got it. Never been a problem. Beef is nothing. I know how to solve it. Yup. Loud pack in my lungs. You can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumping. Money, I got it. Never been a problem. Beef is nothing. I know how to solve it. Yup. Loud pack in my lungs. You can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumping.
I know.
Hood jumping like the Easter Bunny. Say you need some loud, come and get it from me. I got it for the low. On the block, grinding like a stripper on the pole. I be drinking on the mo. I be blowing on the dro. Try and rob me on the low. I cock it back and let it go. Like X, I'm a roll. HB and my bossy ain't talking about money, bitch. Swerve. Ricky Bobby hating niggas can't stop me. Hoes want me at they main thing. After I roll smoke the stanky, then my eyes look like I'm Beijing. Hey, hey, guess your goal is to hate me. Talk shit, call my goons and get your touch for an eighth. Hey, can't escape me. Nah, I'm the man. Go to Camelot West with my niggas, got my band. Ever since I was a youngin', getting money been the plan. So I learned to start thugging and I gained the upper hand. If I know, money, if I know, I got it. Never been a problem. Beef is nothing. I know how to solve it. Yup, yup. Loud pack in my lungs. You can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumping. Money, I got it. Never been a problem. Beef is nothing. I know how to solve it. Yup, yup. Loud pack in my lungs. You can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumping. Verse 2. I be on the same shit. Aiming at your brain like I'm trying to rearrange shit. Yeah. They ask me while I'm shooting. I tell them it ain't click, click. And I swear I'm on fire. Fire. It's like I can't miss. Then I put the pussy in the coffin. Flick her up and take her down. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The wrestler, nigga.
Hit it back to the block. So fresh swag, wetter than the body in the dock. I don't stop.
Nah.
We got them geek, no feel. Smoking WKU. Weed's kinda unreal. I mean, I'm high as heaven, it's real. I mean, I'm trying to get high and chill. I mean, I'm smoking and choking and posting and focus on getting this money for real.
Westside.
RIP to my niggas, cups out, I'm pulling up. So what, I'm high as fuck, like a Blake Griffin duck. Fucking whole hood butter, everybody going nuts. Money, I got it, never been a problem.
This is South Beat, this is Will J, Killer T, J1, kicking it with the homegirl Cindy, old and tall too.
Let go. That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work.
You, YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Reels, all you claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited. A lot of y'all taking the credit, didn't even write it. Now you spitting it and come from the hall, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got some deep in this bitch, we getting it. Then ain't shit you can do. We the best when we coming for you. We got the talent, the skill, the power, the will. We gunning for you. Been in the game a lot of years, so we stunting on you. Get my eyes, you gotta see. We're a problem for dudes.
That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work.
The Eminem just start picking them up. Got a call from Killer, he say Bizzle start hitting them up. Shit's real, let Will start ripping them up. Southeast Steel Street, real trillin' as fuck. It's clearly you not a factor, really you just an actor. Lyrically, I will finger you pussies before I smash it. Battling just too easy, believe me, boy, you don't want it. Develop a little bit longer, apparently he's a goner. I'm talented, my persona, better than my opponent. I bury whoever want it, expose all their components. They love you just for the moment. You gimmicking with your lyrics. The radio gonna endorse it, but the streets don't wanna hear it. Cause spitting, so now you're singing. Nah, I ain't complaining, but it gotta be more to you dudes than the drink and the tea pain. Got love for the same thing, but I admit that the game's changing. Sell out to the pop chart or your pocket, your game banging. That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. or it might hurt your nigga cause you light work. Ayy, so there it is.
There it is, nigga.
Know what I'm talking about? Everybody wanna be a real nigga, a gangster nigga, a goon. Shit, me and my dog. What happened to the regular nigga, you know what I mean? Just a stand-up guy.
Get your grind on, nigga.
All these motherfuckers got bricks. All these motherfuckers got motherfucking $350,000 cars. Niggas can't pay their lawyer fees. Fuck ass. SD, nigga. We in here, been here. Niggas ain't going nowhere.
Yes, sir.
I mean, y'all the cats that made it cool for all of this singing, boys and men, fake-ass MCs, you know what I mean? Y'all made it cool for these niggas to do what they do. Y'all accepted that. Y'all embraced that. We can't co-sign on that. Cause you like words. Hey.
Welcome back. You're hanging with your girl City at Open Talk 2 on NowHipHop.com. Gonna check and see who's on the line. Hi, caller. You're on the line with Open Talk 2. You calling to answer the question?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, tell me, if you were an actor or actress and you wanted to be in the movie, who would it be?
Mr. Columbo.
Columbo? Why would it be Columbo?
Yeah, well, he's good.
Oh, he's good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling, sir.
All right. You have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, I had a Columbo. I guess nobody likes scary movies. Let me answer this next call. All right. Hi, you're online with Open Talk 2. You're hanging with your girl, Cindy. You calling to answer the question?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, who would it be if you were an actor or an actress, or if you just want to be a part of a movie? Who would it be?
The movie I want to be a part of is Love Jones.
Love Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, tell me why. Why would you like Love Jones?
Lorenz Tate.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Girl, what has he been doing? Had he been in any movies?
It don't matter.
I'm just saying.
Lorenz
Tate has been in nothing since, probably since Love Jones. I'm going to Google him up and see what's going on with Lorenz Tate. You know what? You just opened up a can of worms. Well, thank you for taking the time to call, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, we had a Columbo. You know, that was the old school. And Lorenz Tate. I wonder what Lorenz Tate's been doing. I got another call. Oh, here we go. Hi, you online with Open Talk 2. You calling to answer the question?
Yeah, what's the question?
The question is, if you were, since you're a male, if you were an actor, or if you can have a role in a movie or play in a movie, who would it be?
Well, I got two movies.
Okay.
The first one is going to be Roots.
Roots?
Yeah, Roots. It have a whole different engine. White folks wasn't running a damn thing right there.
Oh,
all those black folks get together and beat the hell out of them white folks.
Oh, my God.
Get together and chop off my foot like 2
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Driving this day.
Okay,
Roots.
We not living in Roots no more, so what will be the next movie?
Driving Miss Daisy.
Driving Miss Daisy. Woman Freeman had to drive a little crazy, white woman around. I was doing what I was saying,
to drive the hell
out of
her. Get the miss on that white woman.
Oh, my God. Thank you for calling, sir. Let me catch some more calls on the line. Thank you. Oh, Lord. My Taylor Swift stalker. Thank you. Thank you. getting my lips off. Hi, you're on live with Open Talk 2. You're hanging with Cindy. You call to answer the question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, what's the answer?
Well, if I could be in a TV show, mm-hmm. one of them, with an actor, one of my favorite actors, it would be with Shamar Moore.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to boot Penelope.
I know that's right, Shamar Moore. I know that's
oh,
right.
Baby girl.
Okay. Nobody else? Just Shamar?
Just Shamar
Moore? Shamar, if you're listening, we got a caller that loves you and they would love to be in one of your movies. Thank you for calling, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All righty. Hi, you on live with Open Talk 2. You calling to answer the question?
Huh?
You calling to answer the question? You on live with Open Talk 2.
Yes.
The question is, if you were an actor or an actress, well, since you're a male, you're an actor, and you could be in any movie, what movie would it be?
The Color Purple.
The Color Purple?
Yeah, because it's Black History Month, and Black History Month, that was the moment.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Okay.
The Color Purple is.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, sir.
No problem.
All righty. All right, y'all. We had a Columbo. We had a Shamar Moore. Lorenzo Tate. You know what? I'm going to have to Google that up and see what Lorenzo's been doing, because he ain't been in no movies. They need to put him in a movie or something. Something got to come back. So, I don't know. Well, thank you, callers, for calling in. Gonna drop a new joint by Still Real, Can't Get Enough. Then I'm gonna backboard with another joint from Vono. So stay tuned. You're hanging with your girl Cindy at Open Talk 2 on NowHipHop.com.
All right. I'll try to mix it up a little bit, give you a little music and a little bit of the snippet interviews. And again, that was some of my favorites of 2017. But 2018 going to be popping, y'all. It's going to be popping, popping, popping. So keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on me. Don't sleep on me, because I got much bigger and better things coming in store for you guys in 2018. So if you want to be on the show, you're an artist, you want to perform on the show, is there anything that you want to talk about? Y'all got some love and relationship problems? Hey, I'm the person to talk to. Hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Send me your MP3 submission to the show, and I will gladly get them. No problem at all. We'll be having some live interviews coming that will be placed on YouTube, some websites. So, again, if you want to be on the show, you want some advertising, you want to get your music heard, hey, I'm the person to come to. Let's talk to yahoo.com. I'll leave you with a couple of more joints, and I just want to say, if you're going to party tomorrow night, I know you are, please drink responsibly. Get an Uber, get a cab, get somebody that's going to be sober to drive. Bring in the new year with your life, and just be prosperous. And again, if you have dreams, big dreams, live them out. 2018 is going to be the platform for everybody to get out there and do what they need to do. So from Open Talk 2, from my team to you, I want to say Happy New Year, and y'all be safe. And thank you again for rolling with me and allowing me to interview you guys and just play your music on my platform. Again, Happy New Year. And I'm up out of this. Peace. Thank you.
You gotta cry before you walk, you walk, then you can swerve. Bitch, shout out to Cindy, told told me come and drop some knowledge. And big shout out to God, because without him I wouldn't prosper. Just trying to motivate the up and coming, stop wildin'. Dream big, go and grind, cause in the end you have the power.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this real is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Send another shout out to my boy Mo Rock. I see you, baby. Got undisputed PAB on the joint. Making some big moves, doing some big things. Y'all boys better keep up with me.
You gotta grind.
Thank you.